University pay ballot, vote yes for strike action. Unison Higher Education Member. The vast majority of union members at virtually all universities across the UK are being balloted for strike action over pay. Members of the two largest campus unions, UQ and Unison, are being asked to reject the final offer of 2% or £425, since it falls far short of inflation, and does nothing to address the real-term cuts in pay which lecturers, administrators, technicians, caretakers, and cleaners have put up with for over a decade. These national, coordinated ballots represent a real opportunity to show vice chancellors that higher education workers, alongside students, have had enough. Changes to university funding have created current and future impoverishment for a generation of young people, while universities at all levels are increasingly having to compete with each other for students, often in races to build the shiniest new buildings, see Leicester UQ article below. This creeping marketization is pushing universities to outsource services, dismantle pension schemes, and exploit an increasingly casualized workforce. Vice chancellors, meanwhile, are busy enriching themselves and their mates. Success. UQ is building on its dramatic success in the university's pension battle, which taught many activists valuable lessons about how a dispute can be fought. Unison is balloting on an aggregate basis, which means that a turnout of at least 50% is required across all the members balloted to allow legal strike action. This approach represents a massive risk, particularly given the mixed strength of Unison's activist base across university branches and the obstacles placed in the way of activists by Tory anti-trade union legislation. However, getting the vote out is possible if branches make a concerted effort to explain the issues to members. Unison nationally needs to put resources and effort into delivering the turnout along with a confident yes vote, building on the support of students for workers fighting back. In turn, we need to show that organized higher education workers support an end to tuition fees and stand for a fully funded and free education system at all levels. Building unity between students and higher education workers, as shown by the UQ pensions dispute, is key to winning this battle. UQ and Unison's ballots close on 19 and the 25th of October respectively.